نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. Most respected listeners, on one occasion, as the Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Shah Rahmatullah Ali, he says that once he mentions, I have personally witnessed that in order for peace to prevail on the land, one effective method is turning to Allah Ta'ala and reciting abundance of durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as the Shaykh al-Hadith saying, that this is my experience, that I witness, that in order for peace to prevail on the land, one effective method is turning to Allah Ta'ala and reciting abundance of durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then further on he explains, when a person turns to Allah Ta'ala, reforms his ways, engages in dhikr and durood sharif, Allah Ta'ala removes his difficulties and misfortunes and causes good conditions to prevail. Subhanallah. So, today's time, it is very, very important to recite abundance of durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we should never ever underestimate the power of durood and salawat upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. First and foremost, let's explain what is this durood and salawat. In the Quran, the ayat, the famous ayat, إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Indeed, Allah and His malaika, they are sending salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is the explanation of this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of ibadat. يُصَلُّونَ from the side of Allah means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuing to shower His mercies, blessings upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is continuing to show His kindness and love to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The malaika on the other hand, what is their durood? Their durood is invoking Allah, asking Allah, oh Allah, continue to elevate the rank of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is our durood? Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. What is our durood? Our durood, respected listeners, is that we show love and shukriya, appreciation to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is durood, that we are showing shukriya, appreciation for the innumerable favors of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we would not be sitting here as a jamaat of Muslimin. All the efforts of deen is for the barakah, and it is for the blessings of none other than Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only we read salawat, we say salam. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. The ulama explained taslima means that a person should be obedient and surrender himself to the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look, when we say durood, we say Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So a person understands the Arabic language, then he's supposed to say, Usalli, I am sending salawat. But we don't say that. We say, oh Allah, you send salawat. Why? Respected listeners, our tongues, every day, so many times, we are accustomed to speaking lies, of swearing, of belittling people, of ghibat, and the list goes on and on. It's not befitting for the tongue to send durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask you, Allah, you send salawat and salam on our behalf. So, may Allah give us the tawfiq that we increase our salawat and salam. One sahabi radiallahu anhu mentioned to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam different times, if I give quarter of my time, I give half my time, two-thirds of my time. Oh, he mentioned I give all my time. In other words, most of my time I spend in sending salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told that huwa khayrul lak, that this is good for you. And if you do it, idhan tukfa hammuk wa yukaffaru laka dhambuk, that oh my sahabi, in this case all your worries will be removed and your sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Yeah. Innumerable favors and blessings by reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi has written entire kitab, how we get fadali amal, fadali sadaqat, is one kitab called Fazale Durood, Fazale Salawat for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah give us the tawfiq that we should make ta'lim of it, understand the great blessings and the waqiyas that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the blessings of reciting salawat and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now coming to today, respected listeners, today is the night of Jumu'ah. Today is Thursday night after Maghrib. Now the time has started. Jumu'ah is a very, very Mubarak time. So let's understand it from this angle, the best of the best. Why I am saying that? Explanation is needed. The best of Allah Ta'ala's creation, best personality is none other than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The best ummah is ummah Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the best of these is the day of Jumu'ah. And the best ibadah on the day of Jumu'ah is salawat and salam of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In one narration, Abu Mama radiallahu anhu mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَكْثِرُوا عَلِيَ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ كُلْ يَوْمِ الْجُمُعَةِ. That recite salawat upon me in abundance every Friday. From Thursday night after Maghrib right till Friday sunset, person can read so much of durood and salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, verily indeed the salawat and durood of my ummah are presented to me every Jumu'ah. And the one that recites the most salawat on me will be closest to me in position. أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلِيَّ صَلَاةً كَانَ أَقْرَبَهُمْ مِنِّي مَنْزِلَةً. Subhanallah. It means that physically, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be very close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Adam ulama explains, this means that inshallah, such a person will get the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at every junction, inshaAllah. Another hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam concerning reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, recite salawat in abundance on me on the day of Jumu'ah, Friday. For verily, this is a very blessed and Mubarak day, when the angels are present. And when anyone recites salawat upon me, it is presented to me as long as he recites it until he stops. Subhanallah. Now, let us consider today, because of the lockdown, not only here in our country, but even in Makkah al-Mukarramah, even in Madinah al-Munawwarah, people are sad. They can't go to near the Kaaba. They can't go perform, make tawaf. They can't perform salah in Jamaat. People are sick, people from foreign countries can't go. People are talking about Umrah, people are talking cancellation of Hajj. May Allah ease the conditions, may Allah remove this waba from us, so that people can go inshallah for Umrah and Hajj inshallah. But we take solace from the fact that even though we can't make tawaf, there are malaika, 70,000 malaika making tawaf of the Kaaba every day. Then salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, because of the lockdown, because of the curfew, people are restricted. Sometimes no people in front of Rauza Mubarak. It is hard sore for respected elders, respected listeners, respected mothers and sisters, brothers and youth and children. Today is the day for us reciting salawat and salam for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As soon as you recite it, already reaches Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 101% have that yaqeen and conviction that the salawat and salam we reciting tonight, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening to us. Subhanallah. Today is not difficult for us to understand. Why? Because today of technology, we send one message, one SMS, one WhatsApp, and instantly that is already received on the other hand. But more yaqeen in all this is the durood and salawat. Why I'm saying that is, sometimes when many people are sending messages at one time, at one place, sometimes there is a breakdown in network connection. For you, in order to send a message, you have to have airtime, you have to have network internet connection, there are signals. And even if you send the message, whether that person receives it or not, you don't know. Perhaps that person's phone got stolen, perhaps that person's phone is off. Now, Perhaps you in a place, there is no network, you sent a message but it's not going through. Perhaps you're trying to phone him, he's going to voice box, voicemail. So, there are so many impediments when it comes to technology. Just one message. Today a person wants to send something with a courier from here to Joburg. If he doesn't have the permit, they're at the roadblock, they're sending back. But understand, respected listeners, when it comes to durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is no impediments. There is no lockdown. There is no barriers. As soon as we send this durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reaches his Mubarak grave. And to a certain extent, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even knows who sent. Today, a person phones a phone, unknown caller. For certain apps we have, or we have certain things on the phone, where immediately a person phones, it is an unknown caller, is rejected. But yeah, no one is unknown to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every person can, the person can be in a skyscraper in America, can be in the jungles of Africa, can be in a ship, can be in an aeroplane, wherever he may be, throughout the globe, wherever he's sitting, durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is informed of him, and who is his father, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even responds to the durood, subhanallah. So may Allah give us this tawfiq on this Mubarak day of Jummah to increase and salawat on salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just mention one waqia, inshaAllah. This waqia is mentioned by Ibn Hajar Makki, rahmatullahi alayhi. And this also mentioned Qawlul Bari, that a person saw Abu Hafs Qazazi rahmatullahi in a dream after he had passed away. So someone saw this person in a dream, Abu Hafs Qazazi rahmatullahi. So in the dream he asked him, how did you fare? So he said, verily Allah had mercy upon me. Allah Ta'ala forgiven my sins. And Allah Ta'ala commanded me to be admitted into paradise. So if someone asked him, what was the reason? What is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave all your sins? Allah ta'ala ordered your entry into Jannah. So he said, and appeared before Allah. Allah ta'ala commanded the angels, that, oh angels, this person before me, count all his gunas. From the time he became baligh till he had passed away. All the gunas you count. Minor sins, major sins. Sins unknowingly, unknowingly, intentionally, unintentionally, old sins, new sins. Whatever sins you can count it. Then Allah Ta'ala told the Malaika, now count the salawat and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he recited upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then when after they had counted the boats, and then when they saw, they had found that the number of salawat and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam exceeded the number of his gunas and his sins, Allah Ta'ala commanded the Malaika, bas, enough. Let there be no further reckoning and taking to paradise, subhanAllah. So this is the benefit of Akthiru, recite in abundance. And just one suggestion, respected listeners. We are at home, alhamdulillah, now is lockdown time. We've got so much of time. So encourage our family members, inshallah. Every household, every member, inshallah, even our children, get them involved. Give them the tasbih. And what is so difficult, just to say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the shortest durood. If Allah give us the tawfiq, alhamdulillah, we can read so many other duroods. But this is the time, Mubarak time, this is the time that we want the conditions to be alleviated, to good conditions to prevail, as the Shaykh in Hadith Muhammad Zakariya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his experience. So it is very, very important that we do not underestimate the power of durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us the tawfiq. Wa aakhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.